Well, Ben Fisher, how are things going in Silver City?
Never a dull moment.
Never a dull moment, and we start out with a bit of sad news, the passing away of a Silver City legend.
That's absolutely true. Longtime New Mexico State Representative Murray Ryan died this week at the age of 94. He served District 38, which includes much of Grant County, from 1969 to 1998 in the Roundhouse, and made a huge name for himself all over the region.
What were some of his big accomplishments? Because, being in the Senate for that long, I would imagine he did a lot of work for the community.
Absolutely. Throughout his tenure, there were... You know, he focused so much on some of Grant County's landmark institutions, Western New Mexico University. He regularly kept the occupational therapy and nursing programs going and growing there. He did a lot of work with the Fort Baird Medical Center. But also, in speaking with a lot of people he worked with, both in legislature and here at home, he was a pretty staunch Republican, but He really made a name for himself for reaching across the aisle to work with Democrats. And he even ended up, mentoring a lot of local younger legislators later, like Democratic Senator Howie Morales, but also newly elected Representative Rebecca Dow, who's a Republican.
Let's move on to another story. Speaking of politics, talk to me about this recent... can it be called a protest?
I believe it's more of a rally. I think the organizers would be more comfortable with that. Silver City was a stop on a national Earth to Trump tour, which was organized by the Center for Biological Diversity, but wasn't just about environmental issues. It was about some gender issues, racial equality, civil rights in general. And we were the seventh stop on the tour, and we're obviously on the southern tier. But some of the other places they stopped were L.A., Salt Lake City, Tucson, and while we were by far the smallest stop, we had 300 Grant County residents who stopped here, which is apparently more than they had in L.A.
Interesting. So what's the message? Or what was the message?
Well, there were hundreds, literally, rolled up on sheets of paper and deposited into a large plastic globe, which will be delivered to President-elect Trump's inauguration day as a literal Earth to Trump. But mostly they focused on pro-environmental issues, water pollution, global warming efforts, but also... also on women's rights, civil rights in general.
Let's talk to Christine Steele, who is following up on some stories. And, as we kick off the new year, not wanting to kick off the new year talking about crime, but Christine, there it is.
We have two crime stories we wanted to share with you today. We had a man sentenced in a murder of his girlfriend, a beating death. He was beat her to death in a meth-fueled rage. Back in March 2015, he was sentenced to 15 years, which is the max for second-degree murder. That was Rudolfo Aguilar, and he beat Marcela Perez to death. Perez's family was in the courtroom. Aguilar apologized. One of Perez's brothers asked if he could at least look at the family when he was speaking. Pretty tragic case, but they were glad to see that he got the max in that horrible second-degree murder. Then we have another case of a man who accidentally shot himself in the head while waving his gun around in his living room. 24-year-old Randy Eiler was pulling the trigger on his gun, apparently didn't have his safety on, and it went off, and they initially thought it grazed him, but it actually shot him through the top of the head. He's in critical condition, and they've started a GoFundMe to help with medical expenses.
Tragic way to start out the new year.
Yep.
Well, Christine, thank you very much for joining us on this, the Silver City Report.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.